The story that I'm going to tell you today of the talking points was an 85-year-old lady who'd had a dense left-sided stroke, and she'd been in hospital for well over 6 months, and she was now fit for discharge. The hospital team, including the consultant, nursing staff, all the HPs, had felt that the risks that they had assessed was that this lady really could not manage at home, and therefore really wanted us to look at pursuing long-term care. We had discussion with the hospital team and really took on board the fact of where their worries and their concerns were, and the very right risk assessment that they had carried out, and the fact of this lady was really at significant risk. And how were we going to go over that? When I had allocated it to the social work assistant, she had went to see this lady, and this lady had expressed a view of, I know that there's lots and lots of risks for me to go home. I want to take those risks and I want to go home. That was a point that we could then start to have a conversation with our acute colleagues to say, look, this is what our situation is. Let's get the case conference going. Let's get us completing the assessment and let's see where we can get to and keep the focus of what this lady wanted. This lady really had significant needs and that she would require full support with all her ADLs. She would always require two people to work with her. She was completely unable to mobilise independently and was completely dependent on a hoist for all transfers. She required thickened fluids, so there was risks there. She needed a hospital bed. It had to be downstairs. She had very little sitting balance at that point and required a recliner chair. And however, her one thing that she pointed out was, there's a stair lift in my house. And that was a significant point for her, of the fact of, I could use that, but in actual fact she couldn't, and the risks were so great she couldn't do it. But was there something there that we could work towards? The case conference went ahead, our daughter was involved. This lady had been a very active lady who was a carer, main carer for her own husband. So it was actually going to be now two very disabled people in the house. We worked with our colleagues in hospital, and the conclusion from the case conference was, we will all work with the risk and get this lady home. And we did. So we had to go with what would cover that risk and allow us to work with the risk and allow her to work with us, and that she had two carers four times a day with a very significant input from those carers, and each visit was an hour each time, because she required the supervision with her eating as well. Once she got home, we then started to continue to review this lady and really got into the talking points again with her. She'd achieved that first goal. Her main goal at that point, her talking point was, I want to go home. That was it. Nothing else. I just want to be in my own house and I want to be there. I know I need lots of care. I want to go home. There wasn't really any other talking point that she was really interested in, although she did say, I need to be safe, and I know that I need to be safe, and I'm happy to work with you with the risks. I'm willing to take the risk. So when we got her home, the package settled, we were then able to start getting back into the talking points again with her to start to look and see, right, okay, we've established that the care package is working well, it's working four times a day, life was going along, and amongst that she then had the bereavement of her husband, and we worked with her through that. and get back into the talking points again. So what was going to make this difference to her life? What did she really want? And what she wanted was quite a list. She said, "Well, I've met my first goal, I'm home, but that's not good enough." She wants to be as independent as possible, and she did not want to sleep downstairs. She wanted to use the stair lift, she wanted to have a shower, she wanted to have some function in the kitchen, and she wanted to be able to get out, and she wanted to be able to get out on her own. That was the list. So we thought, that's good. Okay, where do we go? It was having those realistic conversations of, this is really what you would want. How we will actually get there will be working together, and how far, and realistically with her, how far could we actually get with her? We might never get there, but at least we're going to give it the try. We're going to give it a shot. We're going to work with it. And each of those things, some of those things worked in tandem, some of the things were done single, and they put in a programme of support, rehabilitation, and that involved working with the physiotherapist, the nursing team, occupational therapist, the speech and language therapist. The outcome of this lady, 18 months down the line, is now that she has care 4 times a day. She has one carer now attending to her. She now is able to walk within her sitting room. She's able to use the stair lift to go upstairs to her bed. Her bed's now back upstairs. She then had a self-propelled wheelchair, so she can get around the house. She can make her lunch in the kitchen. She needs support with bigger meals, so the main meal's made in the evening. And she is able to now, the two major adaptations were done for a shower area and for a ramp outside. She now has an electric wheelchair. So she's now able to shower upstairs. She has minimal assistance now with her shower through her techniques and her strategies of how she copes. And she goes out and she actually does her own shopping now. And she's got her electric wheelchair and out she goes. Which means that she's integrated back into her community again. She can do all the things that she wants. She's still got her limitations. She recognises what those are. We're now at the stage where we now know that that's as good as we are going to get. And she is just delighted that she is where she is. And that we have actually supported her to achieve the things that were really important to her in her life, and for her to live her life the way, basically, that she wanted to. And it was just about having that honesty, I think, with her, of we might not get that far, but if we're all willing and there's hard work there, we'll see what the journey brings along the way. And that's what happened to her.